data seemingly indicate that many people are resigned to the notion that their retirement income will largely come from Social Security. For instance, a recent study by the nonpartisan U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, indicates that as many as half of all households with Americans 55 years old or older have no retirement savings at all. The GAO study is entitled, "Most Households Approaching Retirement Have Low Savings." However, the conclusion that as many as half of all households with older Americans have no retirement savings is misleading. As indicated by Forbes, the GAO only measures one source of retirement income, retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. By that definition, it's true that many households lack any savings. For instance, the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finance for 2013 indicates that only 53% of households aged 55 to 64 had savings in retirement accounts. But retirement accounts are not the only form of retirement saving. Many Americans still have traditional defined benefit pensions. For instance, many of the 22 million Americans who work for federal, state, or local governments. These people make up 14% of the workforce. If one includes savings that take this or similar forms, about 3 in 4 older households have some form of retirement savings. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.